But it's a shame, you know, really, because kids don't think of the millions of children who will never hear this, never have any of this experience. Uh-huh. You can't get it on television. You just
no.
And you don't get it in school.
What you would really be interested in is some old-timey remedies now. If we could just hadn't known ahead of time and thought up some of these old-time remedies. That's the funniest thing.
I'll tell you, if would you have any time in the morning and you could think about it this evening?
I may go to Little Rock with my daughter, but he might.
Would you be willing to see me again in the morning?
I don't know of anything new that I can think up.
I've forgotten the garlic around the toe for, and then the stump water for warts and.
What is stump water?
When you saw a tree down, you know, it will eventually rot out in the middle, and water will collect in there, and it'll turn brown. And that was a remedy for warts. You'd go and get this stump water and put on your hands for warts. Just old silly things like that. Well, people believed in that back then.
Sure. Did you ever hear of homemade whiskey called stump water?
No. Well, they probably called it everything.
Seemed like I've heard them call it stump water. Yeah, I think I have.
what I was about to ask you there, how did you treat the chills? Did you get much malaria in this area?
Well, they had some, but they didn't have no big lot of malaria in this right in here.
Well, we gave that old Grove, we bought that old Grove chill tonic, and then quinine, you know, is the cure for chills, for malaria. That's what the doctors did, they give you quinine. But this Grove chill tonic, it was full of quinine, and some kind of a sweet mixture that it was put up in.
I see. I didn't ask you about different kinds of greens that you would use. What would you grow for and use for greens mostly?
For food consumption?
Yes, sir.
Turnips and mustard and spinach, and we grow just a lot of different kind of greens that way.
Poke salad.
I was going to wonder, yeah. Was that a medicine or something that you used at the table?
No, that's a while. We use it for greens. Mm-hmm. Mix it with our turnip greens, or you can mix it with eggs and eat it that way.
So that wasn't thought to be a medicine, the poke salad is?
Yes.
Some used it for some things. They thought it was medicine anyhow.
They boil the roots and use it for the itch.
Is that right? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I never heard that before.
I never did have to use it, but they say that it really will cure it, but it really hurts.
They use just the roots and
boil it down to an old strong ooze, you know, and wash in that.
Mm-hmm. Are different kinds of beans that you have? That you used to grow, not so much now, but...
Well, we still grow about any kind of beans that we used to grow. We grow dry beans and snap beans, and same way with peas. We